You're listening to Cards to the Moon, a podcast about trading cards from both a collector and investor perspective. We hope you'll stick around for the ride as we take a deep dive into the state of the hobby, share some hot takes, hopefully some useful advice and fun stories along the way. Hey guys, welcome to Cards to the Moon. This is episode 188 and it is a Friday episode. I'm Clark of 5cardguys.com and 5cardguys on Instagram. With me co-hosting as usual is Hyung of Integrity Sports Cards, as well as John, who is Trade You at Recess. All right, today we're going to tease a new podcast coming out in the near future, and it's hosted by none other than Hyung, our co-host here on Cards to the Moon. We'll get to that in a second, but you'll want to hang around till the end because the clip we're going to play from one of his future episodes has something to do with a former major league player who autographed his own Bowman Chrome baseball cards and it somehow went missing for a while. So we'll play that and you'll see what I'm talking about. But before we talk about that off the top today, I wanted to get your thoughts on what the Kansas City Royals catcher, MJ Melendez, I don't know if you guys saw this, but he tweeted out recently that whoever pulls his one-of-one Topps Dynasty patch autograph card, and the patch is one that he wore when he played for Puerto Rico in WBC, I believe. He says he will personally fly that collector out to a game and make you a trade for that card.
What so, a deal!
That's kind of cool.
That's a great deal because I don't think MJ Melendez's cards sell for crazy amounts, anyways. So it's like, that's a crazy, crazy experience. And I think it's pretty cool that like someone like MJ Melendez, it just shows you again, more collectors, more players that view this as value. And on the other side of it too, it's his WBC. So that says a lot. It wasn't like it was his Bowman first chrome, you know, or, you know, a rookie patch auto or whatever it is. It was his WBC, so that meant a lot to him. That just gives you perspective of kind of like what the WBC in itself means to these players as well.
Sure.
So, yeah, I think it's super cool on both ends. Whoever has it, make the deal. I think it's definitely worth the story, right?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty cool, pretty rad that he reached out and the fan engagement. All that is just positive, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
This is what the taco fractor should have been.
Yes.
100%.
Oh, yeah. Man. No, but you guys, you know, I listened to the episode, a couple of episodes ago, where you guys talked about professional players getting into the sports cards. This is right along that. I think this is so cool.
Exactly.
I could picture more and more athletes getting involved with bounties and or, you know, trade, public trade requests, especially for like their MLB debut patches. I could see that happening a lot, which is going to create a lot of buzz. It's going to create a lot of chase and hype organically, not manufactured, because it's the players wanting their own personal cards. So very cool. Very cool that MJ Melendez went out into the public space, into the Twitter sphere and IG or wherever it was to talk about that. I think that it just sheds more light onto sports cards, the hobby, all of that. It's all just such a cool story. Love it.
Yeah. And I think with that tweet, he mentioned like when as he was signing this one-of-one card, he's like jokingly said, "Tops, can I keep this card?" But then, you know, obviously he had to give it back so that they could put it into the packs. But that's a pretty cool story. Can you imagine, though, you go there, you're like, MJ, I don't like any of the cards you're offering for the trade, so I'm just going to keep it. You just fly back. So I hope MJ has a good stack of cards that he could trade for his patch auto. But it's pretty cool. Shout out to MJ Melendez. Actually, in that episode that you were talking about, John, that Hyung and I recorded last week or the week before last, where the pro athletes are getting more into the hobby, he liked our Instagram post.
Oh, no way.
Nice. Really cool.
So Shout out to MJ. Shout out to Evan Longoria. He reposted on his IG story as well. That's amazing. We know he's a big time collector now too. So yeah, I feel like we're going to see more of that as the hobby grows, you know, and as Fanatics gets more involved. So that's really cool to see.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right. So like we teased at the beginning of the show, Hyung, I want to ask you, did you want to tell us about this new podcast you're working on right before we play the clip with Rene Tassoni?
Yeah. So I started a new podcast. I just talked to my guys. I have a team, a great team of production that could create some pretty cool stuff. So I had internal access to a lot of, I'd say, baseball players that I could have conversations with, and I thought, mm-hmm. you know, why not? Why not just start? We're going all out on content on our brand with Oppo Taco. It's part of that as well. So it's something that I think brings a lot of value and a lot of insight. So over the weekend, I did a podcast with Damiano Palmageni, who's I believe he's the number 13 prospect in the Blue Jays organization. And as well as Michael Saunders, ex Toronto Blue Jays, Seattle Mariner. I thought that podcast was really cool as well. So yeah, it's some really good content coming out. But yeah, it's for the purpose. There's no really reason other than, you know, let's tell more stories.
yeah, and honestly, if you're a baseball fan, you're gonna enjoy listening to the episodes that are gonna come out. So yeah, I've was privileged to hear the Saunders interview and the one you had with Damiano Palmageni. He's actually two-time guest of the Oppo Taco podcast now. So shout out to Damiano. And before I play the clip of Rene Tassoni, who you also interviewed, ex-Minnesota Twin player, there's a little bit of crossover between Oppo Taco podcast, your podcast, and Five Card Guys, because you know obviously we talk about sports cards here. And do you remember the story Damiano Palmageni gave about his baseball card that he signed?
Yeah, right? I briefly remember that. I think you're mentioning that like nobody wanted his cards or something.
Not yet, anyways. But yeah, like I think he said that, you know, anyone. Or he said that the first person that comes to him wanting his autograph, he's carrying in his hand, that he's just going to give it to that fan.
Oh, that's right.
and then someone actually did. Someone said, called out, "Hey, Damiano, can I have your autograph?" And it was, I believe he said it was his like first Bowman Chrome.
Right? So it's like, where do you sign that?
It's already autographed.
That's hilarious.
And I think he said he just turned it around and he signed the back. So there's a fan that has a dual auto of the same player of Damiano Palmigiani's card. But I thought that was pretty funny. We had a good laugh.
Yeah, that's and, pretty funny.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll play the short clip of the interview that you had with Rene Tassoni. Right. And he has a pretty interesting card story as well, and I think you guys will enjoy it. So stay tuned in, and we'll play for you right now. Enjoy.
I want to hear the story. I'm a big sports card collector, as you know. And your name popped up, actually, in the card community. And there was a story, backstory. So there's things called first Bowman Chrome cards, which is the most sought after baseball card. And you have a story where a bunch of your cards went missing. Are you aware of that? Yeah, you're not a collector, but
no, I'm not a collector. The story's out there. And I learned this years after I signed these cards. Like I remember it was in 2008. I was in high A. I broke my foot, so I was on the DL, and I just signed a Topps deal, so I was signing like 3,000 cards. So this Topps representative came to my apartment with boxes of cards, and I legit sat there for 4 hours signing cards. And And then I gave the cards back and he left, right? And then like the next 2-3 years, I guess people were getting like a blank card in these Topps packages saying like, oh, Rene Tassoni card coming soon or something. Like they had to like mail it in to get my card or something. Oh, it's I don't a know.
Redemption, yeah.
Yeah, so like I was kind of, I don't know. Everybody would be like, hey, Tassoni, like, still haven't gotten your card yet. You know when it's coming out? And I had no idea.
You already signed it. You already signed it.
It was gone. Yeah. I got paid for them and everything, right? And then one day my mom like sent me a link about a form saying that like my cards were being sold online, like on eBay, and they were apparently they were stolen or fell off a truck or something like that. So I don't know the whole story of it, but they're out there. They're on eBay. They're somewhere. Not very expensive for them. I'm sure they're cheap. But yeah, none of the fans who got those top packets never got their cards, I guess.
So if you're a collector, there's a backstory that you didn't know about. You got to go get the Rene Tassoni Bowman first Chrome card.
Yeah, they're more rare now, I guess, because they're stolen.
Well, awesome, man. I appreciate you sitting down and talking with me. I know you could, you know, talk. Keep talking when it comes to just regular conversations, but
yeah.
I'm sure we're gonna have more conversations on the podcast with you being involved with OTU, the online curriculum that, you know, we're launching through Oppo Taco. So appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's always good to chat.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, thanks for listening to Cards to the Moon. We'd really appreciate you subscribing to our podcast, wherever you listen to your podcasts. And you can also connect with each of us on Instagram at 5cardguys, or you can follow Hyung at Integrity Sports Cards, or John at TradeU at Recess. You can also check us out at 5cardguys.com. Thanks again, and hope to connect soon.